A conflict management and resolution expert, Emmanuel Bombardi, says, though the initiative of the Ministry for the Interior to exchange cash for gun as a measure to end the Boko conflict is laudable, resolving mistrust and root causes is critical. He said the value of the cash and one security will be a factor which will be considered by those involved. Mr. Bombardi spoke to Yahya Kwamwa.
The guns fuel the conflict in terms of its large-scale capacity to destroy, and not to mention the fear and the panic it causes, and also the fact that when the shooting is sporadic, it creates a type of paralysis in the municipality that basically reinforces the deep-held perception of Boko as a conflict-prone area. And so we should appreciate that initiative within the context of how, by getting weapons out of the hands of ordinary citizens, you take away that element which exacerbates the violence and makes the people of Boko to constantly live in fear. And that fear in itself underlines the deep mistrust that has been there. But that does not equate to ending the protracted conflict, which has something to do more with how you re-establish the type of trust for peaceful coexistence, mutual respect for one another under the rule of law. And so we should see that the policy announcement of the minister, which he himself explained, is targeted at one element which would help, but he did not say that that in itself will deal comprehensively with the conflict in Boko.
We heard that just our immediate neighbor, Cote d'Ivoire, when they were having their civil war, they initiated the same policy. And it's like people from Liberia, some of them sneaking, exchange cheaper guns for the money. The ministry taking into consideration these things.
Yeah, it's a fact. Your recounting of the... But you see, that was a disarmament program under the United Nations. And that disarmament program was not well thought through, because our office in Liberia had to work in the identification of who really is a combatant putting forward their weapons in exchange. But it's also true that the reason for the example you gave was because if you gave your gun in Cote d'Ivoire, you had more money than if you gave your gun in Liberia. But don't forget that that context is completely different from ours, because we are not in a context in which we are surrounded by neighboring countries that are conflictual.
A conflict management and resolution expert, Emmanuel Bombandi.
The Executive Secretary of the Small Arms Commission, Jones Afle, has disputed claims that handing over weapons for money would lead to a boom in the weapons trade. He said the move is rather intended to reduce the number of weapons in the society. Mr. Afle was speaking to George Sappho on a unique breakfast drive. He was reacting to criticisms on the Interior Minister's call for the people of Boko to hand over their weapons for money. Mr. Afle also explained that security is in place to ensure that what happened in Sierra Leone, whereby people bring old weapons for cash, will not be repeated here.
What happened in Sierra Leone, that sometimes when you do things like this, people bring very old, antiquated weapons and come for the cash, and then they keep the real proper ones for security. And so I believe that when this thing happened, the police service, they are smart enough to have been involved in this thing. We have done it a couple of times. I mean, we did it in, I think, 2003, where we got, I believe, well or close to, I think, 2000, I don't have my record here. We got a lot of weapons in, people voluntarily surrendering their weapons. Even in situations where we didn't have, sorry, I've heard the one of dimension as we are talking about the social and cultural underpinnings. I very well agree that sometimes when perhaps there's the perceived threat by any individual, he will go to every length to protect himself. So that is there. But for now, I believe the Interior Minister's call is to address a specific problem. There is a specific security challenge. There's a specific issue about gun abuse. And based on intelligence, it thinks that when an amnesty is declared or when they do a weapon buyback, cash for arms, people will turn in their weapons to reduce the number of weapons that is there. For me, even if one weapon is turned in, that means we have succeeded in reducing the number of weapons in Boko by one. I guess that is how we should measure the success of such a program.
That was the Executive Secretary of the Small Arms Commission, Jones Affleck.